The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. It's Saturday, and that means, of course, we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Enjoyed Friday's weather, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I mean, actually, all week it was pretty good. Thursday was nice. Friday was nice. Today, not so nice. But, you know, it'll get better.
With the switch to daylight savings time, it was, you know, it was warm in the evening, so you could sit out and socialize again. Oh, my gosh. That was so nice.
It just feels good. I mean, to be driving home at night and it's still light out and I'm like, oh, thank God, this is just such a refreshing change. So yeah, I'm loving it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm happy to look outside, and even rain cleans things up, right? But I'm happy to look outside and see no snow anywhere in the middle of March. Now, are we going to see more?
Yeah, probably. We're kind of getting to that stage where maybe not.
Maybe not. But even if we did it, it'd probably just come and go, right?
Absolutely. Even the city of Rochester suspended their parking rules now, so you don't have to worry about the alternate side parking and getting a ticket because common sense prevailed. It's mid-March.
It sure has been, once again, the easiest winter to show real estate in Rochester. We just haven't had to deal with snow. Like, we've been able to see the roofs. We've been able to see what the yard looks like, what the deck looks like, what condition it's in, all those things that make such a big difference. So yeah, it's been great.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good season. I know you're a week away from match day, something like that, a little over.
You got it. Next Friday.
Oh, it's that close. Okay.
Yeah, it's the 21st. So a lot of excitement in the air, I'll tell you that, because when those kids find out, you know, young people, young professionals, when they find out where they match, the excitement is just, it's a lot of fun. The phone starts ringing. It's good.
I'll let you call them kids. We're old enough, we can call them kids.
I mean, they're younger than our children, so.
Yes. Yeah, they're at my bedside with a stethoscope. I'll call them doctor.
Yes, correct. But these young graduates, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was exciting times.
Talking about that with one of my friends last weekend, and they didn't really comprehend the scope of what that means for this community.
That, oh, wow.
You know, that you have, you know, this many hundreds moving in, this many hundreds moving out, and all of the associated things that have to happen with it. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's like 97 graduates at Mayo Medical School that will match somewhere, and 350 new residents will match at Mayo Clinic. So, yeah, Mayo's a big player at match day. But, I mean, this is like what a lot of people don't understand. It's not a Mayo Clinic thing. This is a national thing.
Right.
It's like all the young people who are graduating from medical school now find out where the next step is. Where do I get to go and do my residency? And it's not just, they get assigned. They basically apply, and they apply, and then they number them, my first choice, my second choice, my third choice. And then those institutions receive their applications and decide, yes, this is one we'll take, and this is one we'll take. And then if the first choice doesn't want them, they pass them on to the second choice and that kind of thing. So on match day, they find out if they got matched at their first, second, or third choice. And I'm guessing that they're ecstatic no matter where it is they match. But it's really fun for me because, you know, you've heard me talk so many times about my big RE/MAX connection, right? Like, I am so, not just do I know, I mean, I can't just say, oh, you matched in Cincinnati, let me get you a name. Oh, no, I have a friend there who I know works with a lot of the incoming residents or that kind of a thing. So I've been really networking with all my colleagues that are in the cities with the medical schools where the young people are graduating, and also, you know, the other hospitals, so that we can all kind of help each other back and forth. Like, I've got somebody coming to you, you got somebody coming, you know, that kind of thing. And it's really nice because then when someone reaches out to me here from the Mayo Medical School and says, hey, Robin, I got matched at the Cleveland Clinic. Who do you know there? I'm able to put them in touch with somebody that not only do I know, but I really trust and have referred business to before and know that she'll take great care of them. So it's a really huge advantage.
Will your phone be ringing off the hook over the weekend? Or
my phone is into next always week? Ringing off the hook. Well, it'll be next week. We've already been, doing a lot of emailing and texting and stuff about who's got people and, like when they do match, I'll let you know if they're coming to Mayo or, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's just a busy and exciting time. Really, really fun.
And hopefully we'll have the inventory. You can match them up with some nice places to live.
We seem to manage this every year, and certainly we have more inventory this year than we've had a few of the years past, right? Especially in that, 200 to 400 price range, which is typically optimal for the incoming residents. But anyway, they just start popping up because what happens is the residents that are finishing residency or the fellows who are finishing fellowship, they know the gamut. They know it's time to put their house on the market because the incoming resident who buys it isn't going to want to come until they start in June, which is when these guys will be done. And somehow we always manage to figure out the overlap.
Sure. Oh, that makes sense. Absolutely. Yeah. Some leaving, some coming in.
Right. Yep. And so, like say some are coming in to start on July 1st. While others are saying, I have to be here through the end of June. So how does that all work? So there's a lot of tricky stuff, or sometimes it's the opposite. It's like, depending on if it's residents or fellows, and sometimes they overlap, like the incoming buyers have to get started a week or a couple weeks before the sellers have to be out.
But then we always figure,
like, is it that the buyers then stay in temporary housing until they can be out? Or is it that the sellers get out and stay with the friend for those last couple of weeks while the buyers get in? So we always make it work. I tell people that you've seen those things that they say, like if you were an animal, which would you be, or what's your spirit animal, or if you had a superpower. And I always say my superpower is and always has been problem solving. I am great at it. So when it comes to making those time, overlaps work out, I can always figure it out. I always have a solution.
One of my close friends is a Mayo Clinic physician who came here as a resident, and he stayed in a hotel for 2 weeks.
Yep. Sometimes that happens.
That's what he had to do, and then the house was ready.
Well, and because we manage a bunch of properties, we also have a lot of options, because a lot of the properties that we manage are VRBOs. So it's like, I can find a place where you can stay, or, we have solutions. There's solutions. There's always solutions.
Problem solver. Excellent.
Problem solver.
Hey, but the economic impact of this is sizable too, because I don't care who you are, when you're moving someplace and moving into a new home, you're going to have to buy things.
Yeah.
And I imagine our local retailers benefit from it quite a bit.
What I have noticed, not just in like the residents, but people who've been established in their homes for the last 20 years, they're not taking their furnishings with them necessarily. A lot of people are saying, hey, we'll leave this stuff behind if the buyers are interested. But also a lot of people are saying, we'll donate this, we'll give this away. Oh. And they're doing it because the price to move furniture across country is just phenomenal. I mean, it's super expensive. So they're like, we've had this furniture 6-7 years. We still like it. It's still in great shape. But it feels like it would make more sense to shop and buy new furniture, new furniture when we get there. And I said a lot of times the furniture that works great in this house isn't going to be what works great in the next house.
Sure.
It's just what it is. So,
and if you're leaving from a residency, odds are you're going to be enjoying a sizable increase in pay wherever you are landing.
Correct.
All right. We need to take a break, Robin. We'll come back in a moment with some more on Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And Robin, you mentioned that compared to previous years, we have a little bit more inventory this spring. But I think the common theme, we've always talked about this, there's never enough inventory. Is there ever going to be hope on the horizon for us catching up?
It's really crazy. Honestly, right now, the nationwide inventory shortage is, wait for it, 3.8 million homes.
Million, wow.
I mean, honestly, the experts are saying that we are truthfully reaching a point of no return in some parts of the country. Because if we don't see a pretty substantial increase in new construction, there's no way or there's no other way to catch up, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, with new construction, there's so much. You know, there's the just so many things affecting it. Like everybody, the biggest buzz has been, okay, what are these tariffs on Canada going to do to the price of lumber? Well, of course they're going to drive it up. So what will that do to the price of local lumber? Well, guess what? They're going to drive it up too, because they're going to stay competitive, right? If they can get more, they will. So we definitely are going to see prices going up. So people are, a lot of people who had kind of their mindset on building new houses have kind of shifted gears and said, okay, I think I'm going to have to find something that's out there, even if it is 20 years old or 25 years old, and I don't like the colors of the cabinets and the floor that was picked back then and the colors of the walls. It's going to be easy to just buy that house and fix it, you know, make it what we want and more affordable. So we are seeing some people putting the brakes on building. We're hoping that there will be some changes made so that some of those, there's a lot of expensive fees with building, and
yes,
there's a lot of just different, I don't know what I want to say, like hoops that builders have to jump through.
Regulations.
There you go. The restrictions and the regulations. And I mean, yes, those are important, because we certainly want the builders to be putting up safe homes for sure. But I think that everything has gotten taken a little to the extreme, to where it's just all kinds of added expenses. And so something has got to give. Something has got to give.
Yeah.
I saw
a report just recently that, well, it was done for the city of Rochester, and it wasn't that many years ago that they showed that we are like over 5,000 housing units short of what is needed. And
right.
I know they've made some progress on that, but that's just Rochester. That's insane.
So, you know, I've talked in weeks past about Lennar Homes coming to town and how that has definitely changed things and will definitely make a dent. And they are, in case people don't know, a nationwide builder. So they're, you know, we've been used to here in Rochester working with local builders. That's how we've gotten our houses built, local builders. And some of them were more custom home builders, doing, you know, a few houses a year, and some were more mass productive house builders, but still nothing like these nationwide builders. So we got Lennar came to town this year, and they bought up quite a few lots and they are building. And what buyers are seeing is price per square foot. And that's what they're looking at. And they're looking at, oh my gosh, this house is so much cheaper than built by this builder, this builder, this builder. And they can do that because they buy everything in massive bulk, right?
Economies of scale.
Yes, exactly. And I also think, you know, every house, and I'm certainly not going to talk bad about them, but I think when you are buying a house, really compare like the finishings and what materials are being used, and the two houses that have a discrepancy in price, are they the same quality? But you know what a lot of people are going to say? It doesn't matter. We'll take the more builder grade finishes to be able to afford the house. Yep. And over time, as we can always upgrade things and make things nicer. So anyway, it's definitely I'm thrilled that they're here because it's a solution for people to get into homes that they can afford. And that's what it's all about. We've got to have more of that, right?
I know in the Twin Cities, when you see them do these developments, I imagine that's an outfit like this, they'll come in and do almost a whole subdivision.
Correct. Yep. And I know they've bought quite a few lots out at the Ponds, and they've bought some out by Essex Park. And then I think out in, what's that little small golf course out there in the Northeast?
Hadley.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, so that's where they're showing up now. And I'm sure there's more to come for sure.
But also talk to your local builder, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're such relationship people. And that's one thing we don't have with Lennar Homes is those relationships that we have with our local builders. So, I mean, certainly when I have buyers coming to me and talking about building homes, my mind isn't going to the national builder. I'm not there. I'm still taking people to the builders that I have great trust in, that I've built lasting relationships with, that I know are going to build a good quality house that's going to be there, you know, and stand up in good condition for a long time. And again, not saying the others won't. I'm just saying I know what I know, right?
But I imagine these big outfits have a lot more pull when it comes to government regulation and government policy.
Well, and speaking of that, that's kind of funny. What's that called? What am I trying to say?
Influence?
No pun intended. Oh, pun intended. Yeah, but Bill Pulte from Pulte Homes, was recently just appointed the finance agency director. So what that means, and I was reading that through the National Association of Realtors, that on Thursday, the Senate's confirmation of Bill Pulte as the next director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. So this is an agency that oversees the Federal National Mortgage Association, so that's Fannie Mae, and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corp, which is Freddie Mac, and the Federal Home Loan Bank System. So together, Fannie and Freddie make up the government-sponsored enterprises, or the GSEs. So all of those government-backed loans, Bill Pulte is now going to be the director of this, which I think is a really interesting fit. And the National Association of Realtors is actually really excited about this because clearly he comes from a background like these other national builders who are trying to work really hard at increasing the housing supply and leveraging innovation in housing finance. So I feel like he's definitely going to be, he's going to have a lot of experience, and hopefully he's going to come in and really work hard to help push this because, my gosh, we need it. There's never been more young adults living in their parents' basements than there are right now.
That is so frightening.
Well, it's just sad because they're going to probably get married later, and then they'll start their families later. Yeah. And it's just going to change the dynamic of the country for real.
I think it already has. We're seeing birth rates declining, and I think that might be a big chunk of it right there.
Yep, exactly. So I was excited to read that. I mean, obviously, I don't know a lot about him, but I definitely know that he has experience, and he has always been focused on providing affordable housing. So it's a good person in the position as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I imagine his depth of knowledge on the issue is pretty substantial.
Correct. And then there was also, I read another article about the HUD Secretary, Scott Turner, saying that he vows to fight the cumbersome regulations. So he actually spoke in Las Vegas at the Builders Home Show, the Builders Trade Show, which was, I think, the week after the REMAX one. And he said that Americans struggle to afford home ownership because pointing at record high home prices, elevated mortgage rates, and then the rising regulatory costs, which comprise nearly $100,000 of the price of a new home, builders say.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So he said that he's got to start chipping away at methods that builders can use to help home buyers, you know, with affordability.
I knew that number was high. I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah, $100,000. That's what he said. And
on average, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, this is a quote directly from him. Okay, he said, "We can't keep running the same old plays and accepting the same old unacceptable results. Something has to change. This is a crisis. But there is an opportunity to decrease the costs and increase the supply of safe, quality housing." So let's hope that if this guy is, you know, gonna truly fight for this and put his energy into this, along with Bill Pulte, hopefully we will see some things happening because something's got to give. I mean, we can't be that many homes short and just ignore it.
No. Yeah, the status quo is not working. You're right. Well, another thing for us to track and keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly. All right.
We'll take a quick break and return with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Robin, I've noticed that they're not coming down super fast, but interest rates are sliding a little bit still.
Yep. I think it's 7 or 8 weeks in a row now that they're slowly going down. And I mean, they're hovering 6.73, 6.75. I will say that I spend a lot of time reading on this and watching on this. And there's a couple people that I really trust and follow that say it's probably going to hover closer to 6% as an average for the year. And the first time it dips down below 6 and that first number is a 5, just be prepared to go crazy because there's so many buyers out there just waiting to buy, so anxious to buy, approved to buy, but still so worried. And it's like, I'm telling you, there's never been a better time to buy a house. The interest rates are still very affordable and the prices in our market are still doable, you know, not like the East Coast and the West Coast. And I mean, so many of my colleagues across the country are telling me that their average sale price is over $1 million. You know, ours is still in the high 3s, low 4s. So still affordable for a lot of people. And when that rate drops a little bit, we're going to get right back into the, oh, now all 12 people want this house. And we're going to start with the bidding wars. We've seen plenty of them already, but we're more looking at now 2 or 3 offers. But as it gets hotter, there's just more and more offers, and then they just go higher and higher. So get out there and buy now before you have to get involved in that is what I would strongly suggest.
You know, that I think you're right, that psychological impact of just the number starting with 5, even if it's 5.98.
Exactly, exactly. And if you do your math, you guys, and you figure out your payment at current today, 6.75 to 5.98, yeah, your payment's going to go down a little bit. But if you end up spending $10,000 more because you had to fight for the property, yeah, you gained nothing. You gained nothing. So if you need some guidance or just want to talk through it and what does this really look like, honestly, I can just arrange a time to meet face-to-face, talk over Zoom, talk over the phone, and just talk through it because sometimes it just needs – I'll give you an example. Somebody called one of our team members and said, hey, I've been thinking about building, but I've been talking to the builder and for what I want, I think I'm just not going to be able to get it. And I noticed there's a couple of new listings that came on out in Northwest Rochester, both slightly over $1 million that seemed to check all my boxes. So maybe even though it wasn't what I wanted, an existing home, maybe I should go look at them. Well, at least go look at this one. So they set up an appointment and that agent said, oh, sorry, that one sold. He's like, oh, darn it. And he said, let's go look at the other one. Oops, sorry, that one sold. We're talking 1 week on the market.
Yeah.
Okay. On the market.
Wow.
And he said, you know, I just thought with everything I've read in the news and with this recession looming and with these interest rates so high that at that price point, they'd be on the market for at least a month. No, guys, you know what? You can have your preconceived notions about what's going on, or you can get the facts. So we're happy to counsel you, guide you, answer your questions. We're here for you. So if there's anything we can do as far as when's the right time to get into the market as a buyer, or what do I have to do to be prepared, or when should I get my house on the market? What do I need to do to get it ready for the market? That's when you call me. Any of those questions or any other questions, just literally give me a call on my cell phone anytime at 507-259-4926. You can also find it anywhere by just Googling my name. If you don't even know how to spell Gwaltney, you can literally say Robin Realtor Rochester and you'll find me everywhere. So would love to help you with any of that.
You are easy to find, that's for sure.
Easy to find. And today, this at noon, you might find me in Wabasha at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I don't know, maybe. It's a
so
fun
does Wabasha place. Have a decent-sized Irish community, or is it everybody's
yeah,
Irish
no,
today?
Yeah, very, no, Irish Catholic community, for sure, yeah. So it's always fun, and it's short-lived. It starts down by right in front of my office, so sometimes I watch from inside, depending on the weather. And then it goes up Main Street, around the corner, ends at the VFW, and they serve corned beef and cabbage at the VFW. So if you're looking for a little St. Patrick's Day fun, work your way over to Wabasha.
Yeah, this afternoon. Short drive. And Rochester doesn't have one, so there you go.
There you go.
At least to my knowledge, we don't. And I'm
I don't know.
Quite a bit Irish.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, Brownell doesn't sound Irish, but my mother's maiden name was Kennedy, so there's your answer.
So today okay. We're celebrating Patrick's Day. Right around the corner is the Easter.
Easter's
coming up. So don't forget to let me remind everybody about the Easter egg hunt and all the fun stuff that comes with that.
Wabasha, a happening place on these holidays.
Absolutely.
Okay, Robin. Give us that phone number again. If somebody wants to talk to you about all these things that we've been talking about, whether to get into the market, why Rochester and the local market is so much different than what you're reading about in the headlines.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so just one little fact. I just read that nationally, pending sales are down 5.9% year over year. I just found out from Brian on Friday that the Gwaltney Group pending sales are up 15% year over year. So, I mean, we're moving and shaking. We're selling houses. Call me. 507-259-4926.
All right. Enjoy the Irish weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Talk to you next week, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.